temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
We're now joined by our buddy. Haven't talked to him on the air in a long time. Paul Man. Alexander, the host of Going Low. What's up, Paul?
Good morning and greetings, salutations. It's been a minute.
It has been a minute, and what a time to have you on when you got Neil Shipley. He's the low amateur now in the Masters and the U.S. Open. Only six other people have done that.
First time since 2019.
See, you knew it. You knew it. Victor Hovland, 2019. Phil Mickelson did it. Jack Nicklaus did it. Some pretty good names there, I would say. Do you want to start with Neil then, Paul?
Yeah, how about he tied Brooks Koepka? The last time he was playing in a major, he was dueling Tiger Woods. He beat him. He has advanced degrees. He's brilliant. He's amazing. He's done things as an amateur that no one's ever done. And I think, I'm not sure of the announcement, but as of today, I think he's a professional. I think his amateur days are over. When you start finishing, you know, tied for whatever at a major, you're going to get a big fat check.
Well, he did speak of that. He was like, I can't wait to start cashing checks, you know, whenever I become pro. And he is deserving of that. And you name all these things that he has done. He's brilliant. He, you know, has advanced degrees. He's really good at golf. He's a Pittsburgh guy. But man, isn't he humble? Like, you just love to see a young kid
such a good dude
take it the way he does. And I'm excited to see him as the years go on, man.
Do you guys hear the story about when he was at the U.S. Amateur, where he finished second? Nick Dunlap, who turned pro, won a tournament as an amateur. Nick Dunlap did. But at Cherry Hills in Denver, Arnold Palmer won a U.S. Open there in 1960. Number one's a par four. And Arnold Palmer used to hit it long back in the day. He drove the green. Now, if you understand the history of golf, we used to use persimmon woods. The reason those, you know, they're called woods, they were made of wood. So they had for all the amateurs a driver made of wood and an old Bellotta ball, which Arnold would have used. One guy out of the entire field of amateurs was able to repeat the feat of Jack Nicklaus, and that's drive the green, where they have a plaque right now. Yeah, that would have been Neil Shipley. He was the only guy that did it. This guy has a special career ahead of him, man. I think he's going to be a great PGA pro.
That's what I was going to ask you next, Paul. I mean, is this a kid? I mean, he's a kid, for God's sakes, that is going to win major championships in his future, do you think?
Well, yeah. He's already been in the Butler cabin. The cool thing about finishing as the top amateur at Augusta, you're in there. He was in there with Scottie Scheffler, and he watched him. And I was thinking, and, you know, Neil and I text back and forth every now and again. I'm like, that's going to be you, my man. That is going to be you.
What do you make of Bryson DeChambeau? Did he win or did Rory lose?
It's always a combination. I'd like to say either or. But if you make a 55-yard up and down from a bunker on 18 in the U.S. Open, you won the damn thing. I don't care what happened ahead of you. I don't care what happened around you. You made a shot of a lifetime, and you make the putt, you win the tournament. Sure. I mean, Rory gagged. I mean, he's up there with John Vandeveld and, you know, Greg Norman, his major collapses. You bogey three of the last five. I mean, come on. And those putts, he had missed a putt under 3 foot in 496 tries this year. He made 496 putts of that length or less. So, yeah. And we used to call it truck slamming. When I'd play golf with some buddies and someone lost a lot of money or didn't play well, they were a truck slammer. You know, they slammed their trunk, put their clubs in, and drove away. That's what Rory did. He was a truck slammer. I mean, he slammed the trunk, had to go.
That's exactly what he did. How about the reimaging of Bryson DeChambeau? I feel like even a couple years ago, he came off as arrogant, came off as cocky, and not many people liked him. But now, I mean, he's a fan favorite. I think he let everybody touch the trophy. Every single fan he saw, let them touch the trophy. I mean, good on him, right?
He just figured it out. I tell athletes all the time, Dornan, you've been around them. You've been one. I used to do the Jerome Bettis show years ago. And I go, Jerome, how hard is it? You're a decent guy. You're not the nicest guy, but there's so many clowns out there. You act like a decent person. Everyone thinks you're the nicest guy in the world. Now, I'm kidding, because Jerome is one of the greatest humans I've met. So, but the bar is pretty low. And we always glamorize the knuckleheads, the ABs of the world, the guys that are complete boneheaded idiots. We talk about them more than we should, but we don't talk about the nice guys out there nearly enough. And somehow through YouTube, Bryson DeChambeau has reimaged himself to the point where if you don't love him, I don't think you're paying attention.
Yeah, I mean, he got me.
He hits a wedge 185 yards.
Right.
A pitching wedge, 185. He's playing a different game than I've ever played.
Yep.
Yeah, how many times do you think I've hit a ball 185 yards?
Never.
Straight? Probably never.
Well, maybe four. If you hit four shots, you've hit 185, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
It takes you four to hit a 185.
That's right. I mean, he got me whenever at the Masters he tossed the ball and the old guy took the ball away from the kid and he's yelling, hey, 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 give the ball back. I was like, all right, man, you won some points with me. Paul, this was fun, man. Thank you for jumping on with us. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Hail to Neil Shipley.
Hail to Neil Shipley.
See you, Paul.
Unbelievable. Thank you,
Paul. See you, boys.
See you, buddy. There was no hesitation from Paul. And you talked about this whenever he was the low amateur at the Masters. He said, this kid's going to win a major at some point.
Yeah.
You're going to have all of Pittsburgh pulling for you, Neil Shipley.
Oh, yeah.
Because he is, I find him to be delightful because he's awkward, at times robotic, and you can tell he's young. Mm-hmm. You can tell he's young. But when he's interviewed afterwards and he's sitting there among the greats of the greats and his head seems to stay screwed on right.
Yeah.
And I would think that that's something that he would keep going forward to.
Well, this is setting him up for that, to be a staple in golf. I mean, all these moments that he's eclipsed thus far, and especially yesterday being honored at the end, and I was just watching him. My eyes were locked on him and how, you know, he took his hat off to shake everybody's hands. Like, he is primed to be a guy. He is primed to be a guy, and he says, I can't wait to start cashing checks. So he's going to cash a lot of checks, and he is going to be one of the premier golfers as we watch golf for until we get old. I mean, he's, what, 21 years old? Like, I mean, he's going to be golfing until he's 50, 60 years old. He's going to be a part of our life as we watch golf for a long time, and he's ready for that moment. I could just tell by the way he handles himself. He is young, but he understands what needs to be done and how to operate. And he's done that very well.
Yes, he has. And he seems mature ahead of his years, which, I mean, when you're this good, this young.
It's hard.
It's got to be.
I mean, it's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard whenever you're golfing with Tiger to not probably call your buddies, your roommates in college. They'd be like, hey, guys. Dude. Golf with Tiger. And they're probably like, dude, texting them.
Like, dude, you're golfing with Tiger.
Right?
I'm golfing with Tiger.
Can I meet him? Like, you know your friend's like, hey, can I meet him?
Can
he's
I
like,
come to the next one, please?
Right.
I do think that Rory absolutely choked, though.
Absolutely.
Absolutely choked. When you talk about 500 give or take putts inside of 3 feet that you've hit in a row, and then you bogey, what, three of the final four? Yikes. Yeah, he's got a divorce going on. There's real life things there. I'm sure it would have felt really good for him personally to win. Oh, man. I actually was sick for him.
I was, too.
Yeah.
Because I was like, good on him, knowing that there's so many things going on outside of his life, to be playing this well throughout the weekend, and whenever it came to that, down to that moment, I was like, he's going to do it, and he didn't, and I was like, oh my goodness,
yeah,
this is tough.
Way tough. And all the credit in the world goes to DeChambeau, who goes, you know, what did Paul say, the 55-yard up and down?
I mean,
you got to take it, and he did take it, but Rory absolutely did pee down his leg, unfortunately for him.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.